Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio as he does it this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, I hope you had a nice Valentine's Day.
It was very nice. Thank you. I hope you had the same.
And I'm excited about this week's show, but before we can do that, you got to clear up the challenge from last time.
Start with the phrase spring ahead. Change one letter to an I, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, seven letters, four letters, that names things an audiologist might recommend. What are they?
Well, if you drop the P for an I, you can spell hearing aids.
All right, Ian, on February 16th, 1978, the first public dial-up computer bulletin board system was created, called the CBBS, and developed by Ward Christensen and Randy Seuss during a Chicago blizzard. The system was designed, according to Christensen, to function similar to an actual corkboard bulletin board at his local computer club. Users could dial the board's number, log into the system, and read messages left by other users or leave messages of their own.
So basically Twitter.
Yes, right. It was Twitter 30 years ago. And it reportedly received some 250,000 calls before it was disconnected. To commemorate that first bulletin board, this week each correct answer will have the initials BB.
Okay.
In 1976, gymnast Nadia Comaneci scored the first perfect 10 in Olympics gymnastics history. She would score a total of 7 perfect 10s at the 1976 Games, 4 on the uneven bars, and 3 on what apparatus?
The balance beam.
That is right. And there is a famous picture of her standing next to one of her perfect 10s, and the scoreboard wasn't designed to accommodate a two-digit number before the decimal point. So in the picture, it looks like she received a score of 1.00 because that was the only way they could fit it on the scoreboard.
That's like when it goes past the 10th inning at Fenway.
That's right. Quote, "We call them dumb animals, and so they are, for they cannot tell us how they feel, but they do not suffer less because they have no words." And, quote, "We shall all have to be judged according to our works, whether they be towards man or towards beast." Our quotes from an 1877 work by Anna Sewell, her only published novel. What is the title of Sewell's novel?
Black Beauty.
That's right. And that novel is famously told from the perspective of the horse, which was sort of groundbreaking at the time. In April of 1770, explorer James Cook made landfall along Australia's eastern coast in a body of water he and other members of his expedition called Stingray's Harbor. In a journal entry written shortly after that landing, however, Cook writes that because of the, quote, "great quantity of plants in the area," he ultimately decided to give what name to the body of water? Think about plants and a word related to plants that starts with B.
So it's Botany Bay.
Yes.
Why I was so hung up here is as soon as you said Australia, I started thinking Bondi Beach.
He was a frequent collaborator with lyricist Hal David. He has written 73 U.S. Top 40 hits. He has won 2 Academy Awards, one for Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head and one for the theme to the film Arthur. And he starred as himself in all 3 Austin Powers movies. Who is he?
I will say Burt Bacharach.
I hope you would say that because that is right. And from the mid-1950s to the early 1960s, Burt Bacharach was the music director for one Marlene Dietrich.
Wow.
And finally, in a top 10 list of the most men's singles matches won at Wimbledon, Roger Federer is number 1 with 91 matches won. What 2 players are at numbers 3 and 10, winning 71 and 51 matches, respectively?
Boris Becker and Bjorn Borg?
In the correct order, even. Yes, that's right. Boris Becker at number 3, Bjorn Borg at number 10. Well, Ian earned his black belt in trivia this week. Was your performance beyond belief or a big bust? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase bulletin board. Change one letter to a T, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 7-letter word and a 6-letter word, both starting with B, that each names something that you usually need a finger to use. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get working on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
Bye-bye.